Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Noosh.
And we are here today to discuss our creativity topics. We are recording live from Rose Library. My topic was creativity in childhood.
And mine was creativity in mental illness.
Awesome. So, Noosh, I really enjoyed your bios into famous artists who have suffered from various mental illnesses, like Van Gogh. Do you feel like these artists' mental illness helped or hindered them?
Yeah, so, their art? Oh, yeah. So, ultimately, I do think that seeing the effects of mental illness on art does make the art more fascinating in the way that something that is so difficult to deal with still allows for amazing art to be made. So, in my presentation, I talked about Van Gogh and his mental deterioration that began in 1888 when he cut off his ear in a flare of temper, and then that led to him checking into a mental asylum in 1889. But in his time in the asylum, he did a lot of art, and during his time there, he painted A Starry Night, which is one of the most culturally known paintings in history. But it's a depiction of an ambient night that he saw through the lens of his mental illness. And one thing that I talked about in my presentation was the interaction with substance abuse and mental illness. And in Van Gogh's case, he was a very addicted person to absinthe, which often caused a yellow hue around his art. So there was just a lot there in terms of how mental illness can really affect one's art. But I do think that ultimately it's a great thing, and it makes the art very interesting, and you're able to see how someone is able to do such amazing work through such a struggle.
Yeah, that's super interesting.
Yeah, so, and Allie, you kind of talked about the creativity crisis in children, and that is kind of related to, there's a crisis in mental illness as well, but in your opinion, and based off of the research that you did, which of the reasons for declining creativity in children is the most subject to blame, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I think kind of just the changing ideals of our society have kind of contributed to a lot of the smaller changes. Those are branching off of kind of just the morals of our society shifting. I think we put more pressure on kids to grow up earlier, which limits their kind of free or creative playtime that they have. We talked in my presentation about how and in our class discussion, when we were younger, we were always outside, playing outside, but we feel like now kids don't really do that anymore. They're always inside, kind of using technology. And then the value we place on technology as a society has completely changed the way children grow up. That kind of stuff didn't exist when we were younger. And I also think the kind of lesser value of visual and performing arts as a whole kind of deters kids from seeking those creative fields. So, yeah,
that's very interesting. And I really like how you mentioned how we value technology as a society, because the increased use of technology in today's modern world has increased the stigmatization of mental illness in our society.
Yeah, speaking of the stigmatization of mental illness, how do you feel that stigma kind of affects our discussion of creativity and mental illness?
I do think that the stigma of mental illness and the affiliation that mental illness has with craziness does definitely impact the discussion surrounding mental illness in general, as well as mental illness's interaction with creativity. Throughout history, many people with mental illness, like I just mentioned, Van Gogh, have used art, poetry, music, and literature as an outlet for creativity. And especially when thinking about how mental illness impacts emotional expression and regulation, it's really important to acknowledge the role that creativity can play as a coping mechanism and representation of one's true thoughts and intentions. I also think that there are a lot of stereotypes and misconceptions around mental illness that can impact how the art is viewed, mm-hmm. and generally just how people with mental illness are seen in the public eye, despite the fact that everyone is facing these different challenges and experiences with mental illness, and it shouldn't be associated with, such negative stereotypes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, going off of that, I do think that there's definitely a few ways that creativity can be increased, just in general amongst people. So I wanted to ask, what do you think would be the most beneficial way to increase creativity in early childhood development?
That's a really great question. I talked in my presentation about like big changes and small changes. So I don't really think I could pick one, but I think some ways to help would be like encouraging indoor and outdoor play, creative play in children, limiting and focusing the kind of screen time that children have. Reforms to the education system are probably some of the most important changes we can implement. And then again, just kind of changing the morals in our society away from perfection and encouraging trial and error. So,
oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. I think it's really cool that like, despite the fact that like our topics are kind of different, like there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap.
And like there is a lot of overlap. And like, I think one of the biggest ones is the like impacts that like technology can have on mental illness and how both of those are affecting people from an early age and affect creativity in general.
Yeah.
We didn't go into.
Interesting. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to our podcast. And
thank you. Hope you have a good one.